surprise me on my birthday with a gaming mouse. We'll decorate with Funko Pops of Baby Groot. A matching X-Wing pilot suits will be too cute. We'll talk about the physics at the time loop that McFly is in and tear up at the ending of Avengers Endgame. We'll have no shame. The Muggles can say that we're crazy. The normies can say titillating when you get a Fortnite kill and join me for an MST3K and chill. Babe, we fit together just like Tetris shapes. You prove that not all superheroes dress in capes. I knew you were the one when we spent 30 hours with no showers fighting World of Warcraft bosses in RPGs. I'm with you always. The Muggles can say that we're crazy. The normies can say don't care, I just need you, baby. 'Cause you know how to love me like a nerd. Like a nerd!
Hey!
Hey!
I'm Jen Page.
I'm John Curtis.
And this is the Nerd Couple Show.
'Cause you know how to love me like a nerd.
So, you guys can hear me?
I can hear you, okay. Yeah.
I can't hear anything, so I think I'm just going to take these headphones off.
It's good to know that nothing changes on the Nerd Couple Show.
I can kind of hear out of one ear. I don't know what's going on. Hi, nerds.
What's
hi,
up,
Summer.
Nerds?
Welcome. Thanks for being here. Grogu's here with us today.
Grogu's saying hi, too. Hi, Summer.
So what do we have? I don't even know, because things are always technical problems every time we try to do the show.
Well, we had a month to get it down.
Yeah, we were doing great until we started.
It's good to be back. Happy Halloween, nerds. We had this whole place filled up with smoke, and now it's gone.
Yeah, what's up with that? This whole thing is a wreck. Wouldn't be the Nerd Couple Show if it wasn't
that's
a mess,
right.
Technically.
We're back, baby.
So we have a ton going on, but this today's episode, we're going to find out which new fall shows are worth watching,
mm-hmm.
play some nerd Halloween games,
mm-hmm.
and of course, talk nerd news.
Maybe a few arguments in there, because someone's always right.
Hey, Nerd Maria, thanks for being here.
And smiling ear to ear.
Okay, so start off this audience game while I figure out what I'm doing with my mic. I think I have to turn this thing off. It's making me really frustrated.
Maybe we should ditch the headphones.
I know.
That's scary.
audience game. All right, guys, so you spend the next year as your costume. You only get to pick one.
Yes.
Now you're stuck as them for a year.
Okay. You're like, oh, I love Spider-Man. You are in those leotards for a year.
Do you want to really be saving people for a year? That's exhausting.
Okay. You don't have to save people if you're dressed as Spider-Man. You just have to be dressed as Spider-Man.
No, if you're dressed as Spider-Man, you have to do Spider-Man's
duties.
You got
a job. You got an 8-to-5. You know, you got to go to work. You're Spider-Man.
Since when does Spider-Man not save people? I can't stand this. It doesn't work. I can't hear it.
All right. You know what? Solidarity. We are the nerd
it's
couple.
It's just very weird because I don't know what's going on.
Oh, this is
I know.
Weird.
It's ridiculous, right?
Okay.
And now my hair is all flat. Thank God y'all
hello, Jason Smith, otherwise known as Hafugu.
Oh, yeah.
Arguments?
Harley's right.
What?
We're lucky we have her. Say hi, everybody. Harley's dressed as Kylo Ren, girl version. Also, she's now suddenly all out of focus. Why?
Yes, you should back up like 2 inches.
No, it was perfect.
So I was thinking about this, my costume that I'm going to wear for an entire year. Is this a stupid, lame cop-out if I say Clark Kent?
Well, you just want to go do news stories?
Well, I would at least be able to function in society dressed as a normal person.
Do you not have to be Superman?
No, my costume is Clark Kent.
So you're nerdy, you're chasing after stories. You can't get the girl because she's with, I know, it's stupid.
Porgs are stupid. You know why?
So Summer says, unicorn tights and tutu. I don't have to save anyone.
Yes.
And then you could just be amazing. Silly Summer all the time.
Amazing.
That's kind of the perfect costume.
I think she just described her spirit animal.
Also, though, would you get tired of being a tutu? Like, you're trying to just do things, like, you know, excuse me. Excuse
you know
me.
What? I'm going to wear a tutu for a week and I'll tell you.
Clark Kent's not a bad one, though. You know what, Porg? I want you to stay up here, but you're really just being...
We're shedding everything. We've shed the earphones. We've shed the Porg. Porg's just stupid anyway.
But we still have Baby Yoda.
Torment me all day.
Because I originally was like, you know what? Why wouldn't I just be Rey? But then I was like, that's a lot of work.
No, it's not. It's one outfit you slide over.
Yeah, but you have to be Rey. See, the way you want to do it is so stupid. I just have to wear the clothes. That's not the point. The point is you actually have to be that person.
Okay, fine. I will be the fastest typer at the Daily Bugle for a year. Fine. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
If I had to be Rey for a year, I would be exhausted. That's too many bad guys you have to kill all the time.
You take out your lightsaber every now and then. The Sith are not common. They're rare across the galaxy.
Blarg. Mm-hmm. All right. Whatever. Anyway, so it's been a minute since you've seen you guys.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot going on.
There is.
Our people who listen to this on the podcast, you may have even just given up on us.
Thank you for being here now. Again. And we apologize.
We don't apologize.
That's right.
Why do you want to apologize?
No.
Apologizing.
Not apologizing.
You owe them anything. But thank you for being here. Well, we started with September. We ended up traveling a lot.
Yeah.
We went to St. Louis. Guys, I got to show you something. Mm-hmm. So we visited my family for the first time.
Speaking of family, hello, Sarah. Chimed in perfectly.
Sarah, which we didn't get to see when we went to St. Louis because our trip was so fast.
Yeah.
But we did get to see when she came to LA.
That's true.
But when we were in St. Louis, my dad broke out this little gem.
This is my favorite thing from the entire trip.
So this is a Village Bowl parent-child tournament, second place. With me and my dad.
Father-daughter bowling tournament, second place.
And I was like, how come we didn't get first? You want me to lift my mic or lift the thing? Oh, you want me to show them more? It's so old. It's so old. It's just, you can just spin it now.
I mean, second place, it's forgivable.
I don't even remember this stuff. Like, what even year was that? How old was I? 1985.
Yeah.
I was 76, so I was 9.
Mr. Brian McKee is back here. Woo-hoo! Part owner of Celtic Storm Designs for all your Renfair needs. Please check him out.
Jason, because I can't say your weird name. say it again.
Hafugu, happy fun guy.
He says, you better apologize. The amount of Saturday mornings I spent in front of my computer waiting for a show to start that never happened.
But we put the notices out there. We posted days in advance saying, show canceled. Life.
Brian Cooper. Hey, Coop. He has a costume that he's going to live in for a year. He says probably nobody knows his character, but I would totally love to dress as Pig from the Tonko House series, Dam Keeper, for an entire year. I would rock those bib overalls. Please look that up.
So many questions. Can we somehow get a picture of this?
If Harley can look it up and put up on a screen share. and Maria says, I won second place at a fishing contest once. Beat John, and that's all that matters. Oh,
it's on. You know what?
what else? So we also went to Orlando because we had passes and it was our last trip to Orlando on the passes. And we were there. There was just not enough time to be there. Like no matter how long we're there, we just never want to come home. Cool Jedi things. I don't know why I put cool Jedi things. That was actually Disneyland.
We got a cool Jedi
but
thing.
That was in Disneyland. Was I drunk when I wrote that? Huh. I don't even drink.
Oh. So,
if you pull it up on screen share, you can, if you find it on the internet, you can put on screen share. Find it.
We just found the picture of Brian Cooper's Halloween for a year. Oh my God.
Pretty cute. That is the cutest pig I've ever seen.
Amazing, Brian. Amazing.
Our Disneyland Magic Keys are back.
Annual passes.
Back.
However,
nothing.
We're waiting in line.
We don't have
with all the other plebes.
Yeah, we don't have fast passes anymore, which is a problem. We're not used to that. But because it's back, I got to get all kinds of toys. Now, partly this is thanks to Nerd Summer and Mama Curtis and people who gave me birthday fun spend money because they knew I was going to Disneyland. I got a brand new Rey Skywalker lightsaber that I carry with me like it's my child.
So jelly.
Got this really cool, like, hard. Can you hear that? This notebook is the coolest.
You know what it's supposed to be, though, right? Like
what?
The Jedi. This is supposed to be the Jedi. What do you call him when Luke says he gives him to Rey at the end of Last Jedi? The Jedi. The Fugu knows.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. There's Star something Wars you fan. Don't know.
I know. I just old man. I can't remember.
I also bought myself a new. He's so cute.
This stupid.
You don't call Grogu stupid.
He wakes me up. I don't
so
like
cute.
It.
So cute. It makes me so happy.
Between this green animal and that porg, that's a lot of noise.
They talk to each other.
Kill me now.
You should show them the Force at some point before the show's over, Grogu. You're really good at getting the Force.
I like how you put him in the foreground, too, and he just moves. Just fall right off that, Grogu.
But also, John booked two roles. He filmed both of them last weekend.
Done and done.
Another reason we weren't on here live.
That's right.
We had planned to be here, but, you know, he's a working actor now.
Hey, you know, he closed one door and another one opens, so I'm grateful. Thank you.
And I just booked a show. We're running this initiatives for Black Magic Collective. He's in an initiative. Like, it's just madness.
So who knows when the Nerd Couple show will return? Like,
the point is, we try to do really fancy things, but I think it's going to become a, hey, join us tomorrow morning, and we're going to put on whatever we have to put on. No commercials, no
we're
fun things.
We're so super excited about all the frills that, like, people like Steve Richardson have helped us roll out. Like, we're really happy about all these things.
Just right now, it's a little crazy.
It is.
Oh, and our film, Playing with Beethoven, is coming out next month. So there's all kinds of prep going on for that. It's just
in theaters.
Yeah, let's hope. DCP is still downloading. It's been 4 days. Yeah.
So.
Oh, also.
Oh my God.
Best wishes, warmest regards, the story of Schitt's Creek. Now, I bought this because I loved the show and I wanted more of it, but it's more than I ever even dreamed of. Like the images inside, the stories that they tell, the behind the scenes they tell, like.
They're still making money off her.
Oh, so good. Well, they never made money off me before.
That's true,
well, that's not true. I've bought some Schitt's Creek things, but I don't think they made the money. But this is actually written by Dan and Eugene Levy. So I'm very excited to dive into that. If you're a Schitt's Creek fan. Okay, so Nerd Summer had put up these old people codes. So, you know, like text speak right now, if I said, you know, you're my BFF, it means you're
my
best friend
mean?
Forever.
Best friends forever, BFF.
BRB, be right back.
But
Summer's codes were more appropriate for our new age.
Yeah, we've kind of rolled into a new age group. So these are what these acronyms mean now.
BFF is best friend's funeral.
That's right.
I got to go to my BFF.
Yeah. Hey, hey, new BFF just happened. I'll see you in a week.
What else?
That's very dark.
Instead of for what it's worth, FWIW, it's
forgot where I was.
That's always me.
Hey, babe. FWIW.
But I'm constantly like that. I'm like in the middle, like, forgot what I was doing.
Yeah, I know. I could use that actually a lot.
What else we got? LOL, instead of laughing out loud, it's lamenting ongoing laxative. This is my life. At least once a month. I hate it.
You thought we were going to talk about poop. We talked about poop.
OMG!
Ow! My goiter!
That's so stupid.
I knew yes.
You make that one up?
I made that one up, yeah.
So dumb.
It's so dumb.
Is there any other ones?
Think
TFT, texting from toilet. That's basically his regular hashtag. You don't even have to tell me TFT. I just assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know how to love me like a
nerd.
I don't.
But you're going to have to go with us on
this. I'm rolling with
Halloween
it.
Astrology.
What do you got for Cancer?
It just sounded terrible.
It sounded really bad. I meant the astrological sign.
Of Cancer.
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you're a Cancer, your costume is supposed to be a flying squirrel. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. I have so many things open. I can't even find anything. There's just too much shit going on. If you're a Cancer though, the role, the horror movie role you're going to play is the final girl. You make it to the end.
Yes. I've always wanted to be the final girl.
Harley, you're a Taurus. Do you want to read what yours is?
The stoner sidekick who contributes nothing except jokes.
Don't forget to put your camera on when you talk. We got a camera for you now.
You can see that teen angst a lot more than you can hear it now, too. So,
do you feel it fits? Yes. Also, if you're a Taurus, your costume is supposed to be a voodoo priestess.
What the hell? So I'm a flying squirrel, and at the end of the movie, I'm the final girl.
Hey, I didn't say that had to be.
You're telling me that flying squirrel isn't appropriate for you?
Why would a flying squirrel be appropriate for me?
Because it's you, John.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take that from a Rocky Bullwinkle.
I'm Virgo, so I am supposed to dress as myself. And the hat says Air 404, costume not found.
Very appropriate for you.
It's too much work. It's too much pressure. But what am I in the horror movie roles? I am the local curmudgeon who's been collecting newspaper clippings about the killer for years because nobody believes me.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. You're Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. And you're really angry. So.
Get out.
So the nerds are chiming in with their own acronyms.
But I want to know what they're. We.
Oh, yeah. We also want to know what your.
What are your signs? So we can tell you guys what your. Thanks for stopping by, Sarah. Glad you stopped by at all.
And show me your sign so I can silently judge you.
My sister.
Summer says Harley is beautiful.
Thank you.
This is her Kylo Ren gender bent costume.
My sister has one more adult acronym.
Uh-oh.
GPTP. Getting paid to work. Wait.
No, you didn't ruin it.
Wait. Getting paid to poop.
Why? Why does he even try? Just stop.
Yeah, and we're related.
Sarah's an Aquarius. So Sarah, her costume is going to be, do you guys see it?
Something punny.
Something punny.
I like it.
And her horror movie role is the suspect who turns out to be innocent, just unhinged.
That is also Aunt Nina and my sister.
Same with
and
McKee.
Brian McKee. I love it. We got a lot of unhinged nerds. I love it. Summer is a Pisces, so her costume is going to be a
something artsy.
Sounds right. And she, her horror movie role is the quiet child with an evil imaginary friend. That explains so much about you, Summer.
Can you throw out Brian Cooper's comment there? He's got a good question I think we can talk about. He says, seriously, what does the acronym FTW mean to you? It means very different things to different people.
For the win.
For the win, Brian.
For the win.
For the win.
But in old people speak, it's forgot to wipe. I don't know. That's the first thing that came to
I have not been in an old person instance like that yet.
Yeah, no. Okay. Chris says Harley's camera angle is too epic. I know.
Switch it over.
I'm like, she looks like she's in the movie, and then ours is like, doo-doo-doo.
Okay, switch
things.
Back. Switch back. The doy. The doy.
I know. Her camera is the Blackmagic 6K with the 85mm lens. That's what I love shooting movies on.
Yes.
Ours is a Blackmagic 4K, so it's still nice, but the 35mm lens, but as you can see, it's just big.
Guys, it is good to be back. We have a word from our sponsor, but we'll be right back afterwards.
TK5106 here. The Blaster. I know how hard it is to become a top-notch marksman in the Galactic Empire. That's why I started Blaster Master. A school for advanced weapon training for stormtroopers that want that extra edge.
I used to miss the broadside of a Star Destroyer. Now I only miss by a little. After taking the Master Blaster course taught by TK5106,
the Blaster,
I was able to shoot Luke Skywalker, aunt and uncle.
Owen and Beru, more like blown up and pew! Enroll today and aim for the stars.
Not sanctioned by the Galactic Empire. Certification lets the Jedi know to kill you first.
No. Our sponsors are just, you know, we really need to get better sponsors.
That TK5106 got Moxie. I like them.
Okay, what are you guys watching right now? What are you watching? We have watched a lot of new fall shows, and we are going to decide if there are hits or misses and tell you what we think, whether you want to know what we think or not.
I think there's a lot of good TV out there right now. This coat's got me boiling, by the way.
Living it. Living it. So, first off, before we get into new fall shows, though, I do want to say a nice send-off to Lucifer. It ended. The series is over. And I bawled for the last two episodes. It's really hard to end a series and make your fans love it. And I thought that they did an excellent job. So I want to give the Lucifer team a shout out.
We also heard that a lot of people are naming their children Lucifer.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of the top names.
Top name. Top new names for your kid is Lucifer.
I like it.
Morningstar.
I like it.
The Antichrist. This is Lucifer.
Okay.
My son.
So new show. There's a new show on Hulu called Dope Sick starring Michael Keaton. And it's the best performance I've ever seen Michael Keaton give. He's so freaking good in it.
Even better than I'm Batman.
Yes. It's the best thing I've ever seen him do. It's insane how good he is. And I keep forgetting her name. The girl was in Booksmart and Last Man Standing and all that. She has been stellar in her downfall. Basically, it's about how OxyContin became this really bad, widespread epidemic. It's hard to watch in some ways, but it's actually fascinating and it's so, so good. If you haven't watched it, I think it's important to watch as well as entertaining to watch.
When I was awake for it, it was great. But
I'm going to give it a hit. I'm going to say watch it.
Get a hit.
Impeachment. We're watching Impeachment.
Oh, so good. Speaking of the two women from the Booksmart, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Beanie Feldstein.
Feldstein, I think.
It's so good as Monica Lewinsky.
It's the third. It's the third season of the American crime dramas from Ryan Murphy.
Clive Owen as Bill Clinton is on point. Look,
I think he likes it more than I do. I'm not going to be this excited in my review of it. I do think it's good. I do enjoy watching it. I just thought that the first season of the OJ one had me more into
see that
it.
One.
But I will say that. Why am I forgetting her name? She's freaking fantastic.
Beanie?
No. The plane.
Oh, lawyer. My God. Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson.
As Linda Tripp. Ugh.
Insane how good she is.
Yeah.
So I definitely say, you guys, if you haven't watched this on FX, it's a hit. Give it a shot.
Give it a hit. Impeachment.
Next one I haven't watched yet.
Oh, Star Wars Visions. Guys, okay. You want your animation. You want your Star Wars content. You want your anime. 10 shorts. It's so quick, so good. These stories are awesome and just really cool anime. I don't know what else to say. Hit me.
We tried Ordinary Joe on NBC. I think they were trying too hard to make a new This Is Us. I think that they had too many storylines going, so much that I couldn't understand what was happening. And I just couldn't watch another episode. So I'm really excited for my friend SJ Munoz, who is directed the episode. And I'm sure that the show is amazing. If you really like that, like sort of drama, This Is Us kind of drama. I don't think either of us liked it.
Yeah. The conceit is this one guy. And it's asking, what if he made two different decisions? Three different decisions at one point in his life. And then it follows these three timelines. And I hate that. I want to know what the real one is.
Well, I don't mind that. I just think that it didn't let me get enough connected to any timeline to care. And that was the problem.
I mean, we only watched the first.
So I'm going to give it a miss.
Miss.
We also tried Alter Ego on Fox. I am a fan of Masked Singer. I think it's fun. It's one of those shows I put on the background while I'm working, so I don't pay that much attention, but it's so much fun when they're revealing
Is that the Avatar thing?
Well, Alter Ego was the Avatar version. So I was like, I like Masked Singer. Let's give Alter Ego a shot. And I think we lasted through one singer, and we were like, this is really corny. Ugh. So it was definite miss. La Brea. So Summer says she's watching La Brea.
Yeah, my mom is all about it, too. So
don't be offended by what we're about to say, but we were literally watching La Brea like it was an MST3K show. We were yelling at the TV. We were so frustrated by bad acting. It was just like, we're like, what is happening? Why is this so terrible?
La Brea tar pits, more like La Brea armpits.
Ha 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 ha. I think Harley needs to get some sounds on her thing so she could be like,
got sounds on your soundboard.
Not really. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a miss. MST3K would have fun with that show.
Foundation on Apple Plus, you watch.
Oh, yeah. So really slow start in the pilot. But I mean, sprawling, beautiful, gorgeous, just the sets and the concept. And by the end of the first episode, I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes. So looking forward to more Foundation. My sister is saying she just started Ted Lasso. Welcome to the club. Ted Lasso is awesome, but a little old. So catch up, Maria.
Okay. You have to remember that we also have podcast listeners.
Yes.
So you do this thing where you're seeing the comments and you figure everybody watching, you're seeing the comments, but the podcast people are like, what the hell? Where did that even come from? He doesn't understand. They don't understand. You have to tell them some context. Yeah. It'd be easier if you just left. If you take it off, you're going to be blown out into the shot. Live in your misery. You're an actor. This is what you do.
Brooding.
Do that or go change your
brooding.
Shirt.
Brooding.
Anyway, podcast listeners, he was saying that his sister Maria just commented about Ted Lasso.
Yes.
We love Ted Lasso. Except I don't like where they've gone with Ted Lasso with this whole Nate storyline.
Yeah. Well, spoiler
alert. I'm not saying anything. Okay. I'm just saying I don't like the Nate storyline.
Okay.
Moving on. We also watched new shows. Probably my favorite new show is The Big Leap on Fox.
Oh, so good.
If you haven't watched it, we are going to say it's a hit, hit, hit.
Hit, hit, hit.
Go watch it.
Hit, hit.
It's got dance, really freaking good dance.
Really good stories about each individual character.
You care about every character.
Every single one, and there's a lot.
And there's a new star, and I'm hating myself for not remembering her name right now. I've been following her since she's premiered on The Big Leap, but she's basically the lead.
She tweeted at her and she responded back to her.
Anyway, he's weird about that stuff.
I think he's cool.
but I tweeted her because I was like, you're so freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where they found her, but thank God Fox did because she's
hello, Christian Pomanis.
So that is a hit. What else? Oh, Fantasy Island.
Oh, okay.
I think sometimes your reactions are bigger than you really feel.
No. Especially at the end of the season where they started getting into.
I do think the season finale was fantastic. And a director I know, Rachel Ramis, who I'm recently talking to. So hope I'm not butchering your name, Rachel. She directed that and it was so emotional and it was fun. It had Leslie Jordan. It was very fun.
Yeah.
I do think there's more, but they're going to start finding their footing more post that episode. But we enjoyed the ball.
So I mean, it's picking off where the like Carlos Montalban left off. It carries the legacy of that show into this one. I do have a gripe about it. So she kind of messes with the space-time continuum in the show.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Nope.
So you know the island can do magical things, and one of the things they've done this season was go back in time.
But here's the difference: they're not. You know, I hate time travel.
Yeah.
They're not going back in time on the show and changing futures. They're doing a fantasy of like, you get to see what your back in time was and you get to be a part of what that was, but she didn't change any futures.
So the person she sent back in time doesn't change anything.
They're not,
but
no.
She went back in time.
No,
and
they're not.
With
they're
the
not really going back in time though. It's Fantasy Island. It's like virtual reality.
We need people to chime in on this one.
Does anybody else watch Fantasy Island? And I think you should check it out. We think it's a hit. We think you should watch it. I'm hoping they get a season two. Actually, we literally love the podcast of the creators of that show, Sarah Fain Liz Craft. They have a great podcast of Heavier in Hollywood. So those of you who are listening to us on the podcast and like podcasts, it's really fun. Finally, The Movies That Made Us is back. We haven't gotten to watch him because John keeps falling asleep. I'm going to start watching without him, though. But we did watch the Halloween episode.
They made that movie for $300,000.
Before we saw Halloween, the movie, the new one.
The new one, yeah. Okay, so there was the Jamie Lee Curtis one that came out in 2016. We loved it.
Right? 2018.
2018. We loved it.
And 2021, the new one, literally starts where that
right
one ended.
Right when word ended.
So we're like, this is going to be great.
Woo-hoo.
I think it's something about when Blumhouse took it over. I don't know what happened, but it was a gore fest and it was not. Michael Myers was psychological.
They turned it from a psychological thriller into like the Final Destination gory video.
Final Destination wasn't even a gore fest. Final Destination was still better than this.
But you watch Final Destination for the gore.
It was I did not. It was literally like looking at heads smashed on concrete gore. Like it was like they were trying to see how gory they could be. And there was barely any Jamie Lee Curtis, and everybody was making stupid decisions. I'm like, we're beyond stupid decisions in horror movies. Make a horror movie that makes sense.
It was really clunky compared to like what they rolled out.
But the movies that made us on Netflix, the Halloween episode is worth watching because it really gives you a respect for how they made basically an indie movie.
Yeah.
And made a franchise.
Made millions of dollars off an investment.
Hey, Will Roberts, folks, for stopping by.
Hello.
Chris Edgar says he's been watching season 3 of You.
Chris!
It's very funny, but also goes completely over the top murder-wise.
Oh, my God. I just finished the second episode, Chris. Or I'm partway through the second episode of season 3.
Harley, man. Have you finished?
I have not finished. However, it is fantastic, and I'm going to binge watch it tonight.
So I think it's hilarious that Chris says it's funny.
It actually is very funny.
It has to be a little funny because
it has to.
Otherwise, you'd just be like,
oh, hey, Nerd God. Dave Hoffman. He says, Sarah is always good. What were we talking about?
Cousin Sarah?
I don't think so. And then Summer says, the lore of Fantasy Island is that you can do anything that your imagination can conceive without changing reality, including the time continuum. Thank you, Summer Walters. You are the best.
Don't mess with the space-time continuum.
But they're not.
They are.
You like Back to the Future, and that messes with the space-time continuum.
In a good way.
I can't. I'm going to have time.
Great Scott!
We're going to go to a commercial break while I beat him.
Just finished saving the world. Got another citizen to save. But dang it, that asteroid left a singe on your only super moody makes you feel powerful cake. Never fear. Thorox detergent is here. Whether you've got dust from that building you just demolished or stinky dragon poop on your armor, Thorox detergent can get out anything in a snap. Just look what it did for this cloak of invisibility. Not one stain. Thorox detergent for all your messes. Guaranteed to get out anything in a snap.
Also works on Iron Man suits, but not recommended.
We need to get some Thorox.
It's been forever since we've done a predictive test. I'm so excited. I can't find my phone.
Get your phone out. Get your phone out.
I know, Porgy. It's exciting, but where's my phone? Where's my phone?
Die, Porgy.
I need my phone.
Die.
I need my phone. All right, guys.
All right.
This week's
predictive text is...
My costume is so embarrassing because... My costume is so embarrassing because... Use predictive text to finish that sentence. My costume... is so embarrassing because
this is the most riveting part of the podcast, by the way.
Predictive text music.
Because ..
I don't, mine doesn't make sense, but I'm gonna read it anyway.
Mine doesn't either.
My costume is so embarrassing because I can't get it to work with you this year, but I will just pay you personally.
Wow. I kind of like that.
I'm just going to pay you because I can't. Yeah. I can't get it to work with you. It just couldn't agree on a costume.
My costume is so embarrassing because she was like a baby.
That would be embarrassing. Like we're like making out in public and I'm like a baby and you're like, you know, you... That's pretty embarrassing.
So you went from my costume is embarrassing to we're making out.
Well, why else is it embarrassing?
My costume is embarrassing. Making out is not embarrassing.
But if I'm a baby.
Who's on first? What's on second?
If I'm a baby and you're making out with me, that's not embarrassing. Didn't you just say my costume?
She was like a baby. Meaning you're acting like a baby. You're not dressed like a baby. I don't
please
make
save
out
us.
With babies.
Give us some of your comments, please. All right. Summer's got one. My costume is so embarrassing because it was wonderful to catch a glimpse into my favorite book, and the biz was a bit more interesting. Oh, she was something from her favorite book. I like it.
Nice.
Maria.
My costume is so embarrassing because I'm still not a big Kiss anymore. These are very weird. I mean, Halloween is a weird holiday, But these are pretty weird.
Very weird. I wonder if I can get something else if I use the first text button. Something that might make more sense.
I just want Coop's
we need his drunk text for
because
sure.
Because Cooper's drunk text, I think, should be a fixture on the show.
Of course it should be. He needs to be here. My costume is embarrassing because let's see if I get anything else. My costume is this first text. This is first button protective text. My costume was so embarrassing because it was so much better as I had a lot of drugs.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
Okay.
From Cooper. Here we go.
My costume is so embarrassing because it's so much for me. And I was just going through the whole process and it's a good thing.
Good Cooper drunk text. Harley,
thank you,
Cooper.
Did you
get anything
you
good at all out of yours?
My costume is so embarrassing and now I'm not going to wear my pants.
I don't know what your costume is, but that's a little disturbing.
For some people, their costume is not wearing pants.
Summer got another predictive text while we wait. My costume was so embarrassing because I was so excited to see you and your family in the future and hope all goes well.
Wow. That's like a Justine
it's
predictive
like, well,
text
it's also
right there.
Like, it was so embarrassing because I was so excited to see you and your family. So it was embarrassing because she peed herself with excitement. That's what I'm guessing. All right, guys.
All right, good.
You got
stuff.
More. Keep them going in. And what do we got next, babe?
What do we have next? Ooh.
What do we
have? We
have
some Halloween memes.
Happy nerd Halloween memes.
I need some memes. Because you know how to love me like a nerd.
So, I don't remember what we got. Just put up number one.
I haven't seen these.
This is fun. It's an oldie but a goodie. Basically,
I've never seen it.
If you're listening to the podcast, it's a very angry snowman-esque pumpkin carving with another pumpkin's guts and brains. And he says, come at me, bro.
It's just he's so angry. He epitomizes the come at me, bro meme.
What's next?
In Halloween style. Can't breathe, can't see. Let's walk around and knock on doors. Yeah.
And it's a bunch. It's basically all of our costumes when we were like in the 80s.
Oh, let's identify these
the
guys.
The plastic masks. We have He-Man, Skeletor, Darth Vader, and Snoopy. It's those plastic costumes with those plastic masks.
Wow.
Can't breathe, can't see, but let's walk around and knock on doors.
I like the Snoopy in that mix. You know, I can see Darth Vader hanging out with He-Man and Skeletor.
Maybe. I don't know if He-Man would hang out with
us. Right. We're titans of our industry. And then there's Snoopy.
What's next? It's a picture of Jason from Friday the 13th, and it says, I don't always die, but when I do, I don't.
You have to say it in the voice of the guy, the greatest.
Jason doesn't talk.
I don't always die, but when I do, I don't.
That doesn't sound
it
right.
Didn't
I
really
was trying
sound
to
like
movie
him.
Voice.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's one of my favorites.
What do we got? If there's anything
wait. For the podcast listeners before he reads this, he keeps forgetting that you're listeners. It's a family of witches. There's four women in the family, all dressed as witches, and a man dressed as a can of man witch. And it says,
if there's anything I love more than a family costume, it's a solid dad joke.
Now, do you even know what man witch is, Harley? Does that this is
the
very
props.
80s.
Man witch.
Man, which was basically kind of like it was a can version of a slop. You know what Sloppy Joe is? It's basically it was like in a can Sloppy Joe.
It's a Sloppy Joe.
In a can.
Yeah. But all Sloppy Joes come in cans.
Do we have any more? Is that it? That's it. Great. Because we're moving on. Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, we just.
Oh, I guess we have.
Stole their transition.
We have to see you in a second.
Yeah.
Because we have
another sponsor.
Commercial break.
Can't seem to get it right with the zombie horde? Do your techniques need updating so you can more properly survive?
Yeah, but what can I do?
Here at Walking Egg Community College, we pride ourselves in putting the red hot hurt on these bitch-ass biters. We turn soggy sarsaparillas into cold-blooded killing cupcakes. Enroll today before the next horde comes crashing through your door. Tuition starts at 3 loaves of bread and a pack of toilet paper. Hey, if beasts turn into a flesh feast or eating your own baby's brains.
This is the Nerd News Week.
This is the one time I'm glad I can't hear anything.
Ah, I am a former graduate of Walking Ed. No?
No. This is John's best acting ever.
Oh, yeah. I like being a zombie.
I just want to go back to our manwich because Hefugu is reminding us that
Sloppy Joe is just a sandwich, but a manwich is a meal.
Dave says you should watch Fear Street Trilogy on Netflix. Great Halloween fodder. Wife and I really enjoyed it. Okay, Dave, tell me this then, because I started to watch it because I thought I would enjoy it. It kind of had like that Stranger Things vibe, but the first scene was so graphic and violent that I was like, I'm done. I'm not watching it.
What is it called again? I'm gonna check it out.
Fear Street.
Fear Street.
Does it? If it's just graphic like that, I just don't want to do it. I'm not into that.
I thank you.
Gross. What's your nerd news, babe?
Oh, I got some nerd news. First of all, I don't think you're going to like Indiana Jones 5.
Okay.
So first of all, we're still all trying to get the taste out of our mouth from Indiana Jones 4 and the Crystal Skulls.
Yeah.
Shut your face, Porg.
He's agreeing with you.
Anyway, we're trying to get the aliens of Indiana Jones 4 out of our mouth. Proverbially, but Indiana Jones 5 is rumored to have time travel.
I'm out.
I'm curious, my beloved Indiana Jones, what are they doing? What do you think about that?
I hate time travel. I hate it. I don't
even like Indiana Jones.
What?
And I hate time travel.
That's your favorite ride.
That's an absolute no.
That is funny because it's your favorite ride at Disneyland. Well, besides maybe Rise of Resistance. Yes.
Anyway, I'm still going to see it. We're still going to see it.
Of course.
All right. Hulu has ordered Mel Brooks's History of the World TV series. Ho, ho, ho! Come on! Come on!
Mel Brooks writing and directing?
The guy is in his 90s.
Exactly.
Look, you know he's going to put together a good team. History of the World, there are a few jokes that don't quite live, can be managed today. But otherwise, it still lives up. History of the World, please see it.
I would like to point out that Steve Richardson, welcome Steve.
Steve!
Said they made an Indiana Jones 4.
Yes, they did. Steve, I hope you saw earlier your
genius. Steve Richardson is our stormtrooper in last year's school at the beginning of the show.
Essentially saved that commercial. Thank you.
It's really funny. He's really funny. We'll put those commercials up, though, starting Monday.
Yes, we will.
So you can see them outside of it.
You have any news?
Fugu says Mel. Yes, I do. But you forget we have an audience here.
We do.
We've literally just jammed through this show because he's like, "What's next? What's next? What's next?"
Yeah.
Hefugu says Mel Brooks in today's society is a non-starter.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Christian says as long as it's not Prince Sucks Bride.
Christian, why you got to do that, man? Now I gotta live with this, and I gotta live with that.
Love, love.
These guys, yep. I can't believe I'm surrounded by people that don't like The Princess Bride. It's so weird.
Brian Cooper says Indiana Jones movies go every other one awesome, two crap, three awesome, four crap, therefore five should be awesome.
Whoa!
By his mathematical equation.
You know what? That is the standard Star Trek. Correct me if I'm wrong. Run of things like one bad, two good.
Okay, so. You're probably going to like this news. I don't really care about this news, but I wanted to bring it up in case you hadn't seen it. Punisher is getting a reboot series starring John Bernthal on Netflix.
What are you talking about? He's got two seasons of it already.
They're getting a reboot series.
But it's with John Bernthal, who already was.
I don't know. Apparently, this is news.
Don't get me wrong. John Bernthal is the best Punisher.
When did it end?
Years. Before the pandemic.
Well. They're getting a reboot, and they're starting it
what
again.
What they did with him is he was born out of the Daredevil series, okay, on Netflix. Daredevil series great in its own way. But Bernthal being discovering himself as the Punisher, becoming the Punisher in that series, and then having his own series, it's too soon. Why would you do that? I mean, if he's behind it, whatever, man.
I have better... Netflix news.
Okay, please.
Cobra Kai release date. New Year's Eve. You know what we're going to be doing. December 31st, Cobra Kai new season releases.
New Year's Eve or the month after New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, December 31st. Oh, December,
did you just say January
31st? Did I say January 31st? I'm pretty sure I said December 31st.
Roll back the footage. Nerds. Please just say I'm right.
Get out.
No. Yeah, we're going to be watching that. Cobra Kai all the way. Eagle Fang Karate.
What you got?
Eagles don't have fangs.
Wait. Christian, was your hell yeah, love that show for Which Punisher one? Or for Cobra Kai? I have a feeling it could be both.
I think Christian likes both Cobra Kai and Punisher. I know he likes Punisher. I know we were talking about that when that was going on.
Maria says next season of Brigadoon.
Bridgerton.
Thank you. I don't want to say Brigadoon.
Bridgerton.
that's like a crossover with Bridgerton and Dune.
And Schmigadoon.
Oh, that's what it is.
This one.
I couldn't get into Bridgerton, so I don't know. But it's dropping on Christmas. That's a good Christmas
present.
That
is a super popular show.
Except you're not going to have that LePage or whatever his name is.
The dude.
You're still going to like it? I don't know. People seem to act like that was the whole reason we were watching Bridgerton. And Christian says both. Yes. Okay. What's your name?
Disney Plus is moving forward with their Firefly reboot, minus one Joss Whedon, obviously.
Okay. Is what's his face?
Nathan Fillion.
Thank you.
I would hope that the reboot incorporates him and the cast, for that matter, somehow into the show. It would be great. I don't know how they're going to do any of it.
I was watching Community. I've been binge watching Community at night before bedtime.
I've been the recipient of that too, and I'm loving it.
Anyway, he watches like one out of every six I watch because he falls asleep and I watch more. But Nathan Fillion was a janitor for like one scene in a Community.
I freaking love Community.
What's her face? Who we does? Brie Larson just appeared as Abed's love interest. Like all these huge stars now all had like this one or two episodes.
Well, okay. Brie Larson was like, that was her origin. Like she wasn't big yet. But Nathan Fillion went on to do that one episode as a cameo of a huge star doing a cameo. That's why it was funny.
Is that why he did it? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It was because it didn't have any lines.
I mean, Nathan Fillion's been famous since Firefly, which was around 2000.
But famous and like huge are two different things.
Nathan Fillion's been huge forever. That phrasing.
What do you guys think brought Nathan Fillion to be the biggest?
There's a nerd question.
Because I feel like what was that show you love? Dr. Horrible? That's where I really kind of noticed Nathan Fillion for the first time, to be honest. That's how I learned it.
Dr. Horrible, the musical that was done.
With Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really know him before that. But now I watch him every week on The Rookie, and I love him.
That wasn't even a TV show. That Dr. Horrible was just made because someone wanted to do it, right?
Someone like J.J. Abrams or Joss Whedon. Which one was it?
Joss Whedon. Yeah. Okay, you have any more news?
So... I'm on the fence about this. Would love to know what you guys think. There's a lot of things happening here where people aren't explaining their comments. I don't know what you guys are talking about. You got to tell us.
I know. A little more praise for Bridgerton from Summer.
So Nicole Kidman is playing Lucille Ball in the Lucille Ball biopic.
Okay.
So I saw photos, and it's not that she doesn't look like her. My issue is...
It's not Grace.
Well, but also like... Lucille Ball is one of the funniest women to ever grace our planet. And I've never seen Nicole Kidman be funny.
No.
Ever.
But who plays Grace? What's her name? Deborah Messing. Should have been
Deborah
Messing.
She would have been perfect.
Well, of course, we've always thought that.
I mean, we've seen that episode of Will and Grace where she was Lucille Ball. I mean, if she experiences anything that other regular normal actors experience, then she should have been pissed and been like, that should have been me.
I don't know. I'm just curious to see where there's most likely the biopic is going to probably be more dramatic. I would assume it's more about the behind the scenes. Yeah. So maybe that's why Nicole Kidman fits.
Oh, we got a name. It's Nicole Kidman, blah, blah, blah.
And Nicole Kidman's, you know, she's great. I'm not saying anything bad about her. I was just really shocked.
Who's playing Ricky Ricardo? Lucy.
Actually, I do know who's playing that. Oh, it just left my brain. It's somebody else we know. It's somebody big. Can you look it up, Harley? Thank you. It's nice having a producer on the show. You have any more film and TV news?
I do. Twins.
Wait. Hafugu says, Nathan is not huge. He's like Bruce Campbell. I don't know about that because with The Rookie, I think he's become a household name.
Nathan's huge.
Who are we looking for?
Stop.
Who's playing? Stop saying that. Ricky Ricardo in the Lucille Ball biopic with Nicole Kidman. Maria says, little unknown fact, Robin Williams was on an episode of SVU, and it was deep. I only know Nathan Fillion on Castle, LOL. That's right. He did a whole other series that I didn't know about.
For many, many years.
I don't know. I feel like The Rookie is, it just seems more mainstream to me for some reason. If I'm watching it, I feel like it's more
Castle
mainstream.
Castle was like hugely popular.
Yeah. The Rookie's probably
Javier
good.
Bardem?
Javier Bardem.
That's what that, I knew it was somebody we knew.
Lucy, I'm going to punch a hole in your head with my air-powered gun.
But that Robin Williams thing, I never watched SVU, but I would love to go back and watch that. I love Robin Williams. Anything he does.
Yes, me too. So, twins.
And Brian says, Nicole, well, I told you, you've got to let
hey, it's your show, baby.
No, you have to remember the audience is on a delay. So take your time. Let them get their comments in. Why else are we doing it live then? We could just talk to each other all day.
Hi. Nicole K, that stands for Kidman, is the appropriate age. Yeah, that's about it.
That's from The Coop. And Summer says, we loved Castle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess, okay.
No, if you watch one particular episode of Castle, you'll see a hotel front desk person that looks like this guy, but a little heavier.
Okay, now, what is your news?
Disney, okay.
So anyway.
wait. Twins is going to get a sequel with DeVito and Schwarzenegger, but it's going to be called Triplets, throw in Tracy Morgan.
Is this serious?
That's for real. This is real news. Stuff we don't need or stuff we absolutely need? What do you think? I know what she thinks.
My brain just exploded.
Listen, DeVito, Schwarzenegger, Morgan, what could go wrong?
Everything.
Okay.
I guess we're not going to talk about it. So I have more nerd news. Lost Boys reboot movie is coming. This is different than the CW Lost Boys show that we were talking about on the show. So remember, we were like, Lost Boys getting rebooted. It's going to be a CW show. This is different. Yeah, I knew this was going to get to you. This is a reboot movie, and it's happening. So the TV show reboot got shut down because of the pandemic.
For those of you listening, just angry.
Yeah.
I have no desire to talk about this. Do not reboot Lost Boys. You are dead to me, reboot. You are dead to me. Lost Boys is one of the greatest movies ever. It's my top five all time. In my top five. What?
Let's get your mind off that, okay? Maria says, need triplets.
So he's backing up
to... I love Tracy Morgan. Oh, you're allowed to do it, but I can't.
But you got to say what you're doing. You have to...
We have a comment from one of our listeners. She's talking about Triplets, the movie I was just talking about.
There you go.
My sister says, need. I love Tracy Morgan. So do we all. He's the world's gift to us.
Look, I don't want to bash on Tracy Morgan. I'm just going to move on.
Come on, Liz Lemon. That was a terrible Tracy
Maria
Morgan.
Barton has never seen Lost Boys.
I also have never seen Lost Boys.
Harlene Quinzel.
That's your own blood. I mean, Maria's my blood, but yeah, we have bad people around us.
Not my fault.
I don't know if Maria would like it, so I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to tell her to watch it.
Maria, you would absolutely love it because it's our generation.
But if you hadn't watched it then, you may not love it now. Is my point.
Some stuff does. It's hard,
but. Harley, you might like it because it's kind of dark and like all the guys are like they're very what's the guy from Supernatural that you love?
Dean.
Jared Padalecki, the other guy.
Jensen Ackles.
Jensen Ackles. They're all Dean. Like have that sort of moody, broody thing happening. I think you might like it.
My last bit of nerd news for film and TV. Netflix's live action Cowboy Bebop drops November 19th. I'm here for it. Cowboy Bebop is the second best anime I've ever seen in my life. And it's going to be so freaking
good. That's how you can
good.
Tell. You've only watched maybe one or two animes. Cowboy Bebop is false. Extremely overrated.
False. Tons of anime. Just in a different era. Overrated. There's anime has been going on since the 80s.
I know that.
Got tons of animes under my belt that you've never seen that you would like. All this new stuff is good content. Maybe it's... more modern for the newer generation.
I've watched old and new.
What good anime do you like that's old?
Click on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Neon Genesis Evangelion. Ancient. Loved it.
What else?
There you go.
I've never heard of it.
I told you to watch it. It's the robot one.
Neon Genesis?
Evangelion.
Huh.
They're making a new, I don't know if it's a reboot or if it's like a continuation. But there you go. And Hunter x Hunter was made also in the 80s and remade in the early 2000s.
Huh. All right. We might have a new segment on this show just for anime. And our intrepid reporter, Harleen.
She's like, what anime should you watch this week? And then that's it. That's the whole segment. Mm-hmm.
And I have
okay.
Oh, I have another little piece of nerd news.
Okay.
But it's not TV or film related. Via NPR, Northwestern engineers have made flying microchips the size of a grain of sand to gather data about their surroundings. Let me tell you why this is terrifying. Now they have ways to kill us. Wait a minute. What did we just watch that had like...
James Bond?
James Bond.
Did you just watch it?
No, but I heard about it.
Oh, I guess we can talk about that now. James Bond, the last one, No Time to Die.
Don't tell anybody. Don't spoil it like you spoiled for you.
Okay. Go see it.
Anyway, we watched a lot of movies. We're not getting into that.
Best I've ever seen.
Not going to backtrack. Okay. That's
okay. The microchip thing.
Why is it scary?
They're making robots the size of a grain of sand. They can make swarms of these robots now that can just enter your body, kill you, data anywhere. Like, this is the beginning of the end. It really is.
Oh, you think that's scary?
Oh, great.
Robert Montgomery, a New York transplant surgeon, conducted a successful surgery that transplanted a pig's kidney into a brain-dead human.
Zombies.
So my thought is, as gross as we think it is, it could save hundreds, thousands of lives if we could do this. But my other side of that is like, then I'm worried they're going to farm animals just for transplants.
What if they put a pig's brain into a dead
human? It's not
a
brain. It's a pig's kidney.
Yeah, but if they can do the kidney, they can maybe eventually do the brain. But then you got a human walking around being like, oh, I'm going to eat dirt.
Ridiculous now. I'm talking about real science. There's somebody dying in a hospital who needs a kidney, can't get on the transplant list. It's like taking forever to get one. If we could transplant, if we could do pig's kidneys into humans, you know what? I guess if you only used animals that you were already slaughtering for meals and not farming animals just for their organs, I could get behind it.
That's how infections happen and then zombies happen. So not behind it.
Agree. Also, I guess if you're eating bacon with that kidney, my body's rejecting it.
Okay. I want to say, well, so what is this? Going back to Hafugu's comment.
If it's not Record of Lotus War, John just doesn't care. Facts. Not
okay, what is
true.
That regarding to,
okay.
Please?
That is an anime. Record of the Lotus War is, remember how I said Cowboy Bebop was my second favorite? That's my first favorite because it's amazing. Also, I care about Ranma 1/2. I care about Akira. I care about Robotech. Ooh, lots more anime.
Somebody's Chris closer. Edgar asked Harley, did you see JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Yes, I have seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I got about halfway through the first season and it sucked because the dub was so bad. So I have to go back and watch it in the sub because it was so bad.
Her little anime speak. I can't watch the dub. I gotta watch the sub.
I also have confusing Disney news.
Tell me.
Confusing Disney news?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
Disney just released that there's a new movie coming out. Buzz Lightyear's getting his own movie.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I saw that. Oh, wait, thank you for filling in our
and
news.
His voice is Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Extremely confusing for me.
But hear it in your head. I read that and I'm like, he could sound like a young Tim Allen.
I don't want to be attracted to Buzz Lightyear and also Tim Allen. So...
All right. Well,
what is it though? Is it like supposed to be realistic? Because I saw the trailer. It's not
his origin story.
But he's not a toy. It's like
he is a toy. It's an origin story of Buzz Lightyear, which means they're gonna have an origin story of Tom Hanks's guy Woody. Sorry. So
Steve says the trailer for Lightyear is amazing.
Oh, there's a trailer for it. I gotta see that. Thank you, Steve. I wonder who would play the young version of Tom Hanks. Probably Colin Hanks.
I hope not. Easy. Oh, God. He's terrible.
But it would sound like him.
Yeah.
He's not terrible.
Isn't he the one that was like super gross and like covered in tattoos and like racist and stuff?
No.
No.
Who am I thinking?
Colin Hanks looks exactly like his dad, but younger.
Does he have two sons then?
Oh, I don't think so.
Anyway. Hold on.
Boop, 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 Tom.
Backing up.
Hashtag bacon.
Hafugu says they've used pig hearts for human transplants for years, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait, successfully? No.
I think that's pretty cool. As long as you're not farming animals for it.
We're cool. Farming animals to mass produce food.
Right, but I'm
difference?
Saying if you're going
to
farm the animals and you're eating them, you can use the other parts.
They're already farming them.
Yeah, but I don't want them to go, we're going to just put all these pigs in little cages so we can get kidneys and hearts.
I'm sure they're going to take one of the pigs that are already in a cage that we're going to use for
bacon.
That's
my point. Oh, okay. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Follow. Hafugu, I love our resident fact checkers.
Yes.
Where's Hoffman at? Hafugu said, Lightyear is not about the toy. It's about the character that was then turned into a toy voiced by Tim Allen. So Chris Evans can still work. That's what I said. I saw the trailer and it didn't look like it was about the toy. It looked like
the best fact checkers ever.
It was about, audience keeping us real. Yep. Keeping us real. I don't have any other news.
I don't either.
Thank God we can now release these people from their torture.
Guys, thanks for showing up. I really appreciate it.
Have a fun Halloween.
If you're
going trick-or-treating, save us some treats.
Be safe.
Or not, whatever.
Yeah, just have fun. See you later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Oh. Right.
I forgot. We got
a few thank yous.
We forgot. We're
dumb. We're super dumb.
I love that Harley has her own camera now. Those of you watching don't get to see all the snide camera faces Harley's making.
Speaking of Harley, thank you so much for being our awesome producer and now contributor since you got your own camera.
We'd like to ask you to subscribe on YouTube and podcast. I don't think all of you have subscribed on podcast. And it doesn't hurt. Just go there, click our show, and hit subscribe.
We know you're driving. You got to hear stuff when you're driving.
Yeah. and also, we have our new website, Two Nerds Show. So Two Nerds Show is...
TwoNerdShow.com.
Is where you can, I forget what that leads to. I don't know. Because we also have an All Nerds Welcome that leads to our group. We have Nerd Couple Show.
Check out our Facebook group.
Type some things in, see what happens. See where you go.
Facebook group is really active. You'd love it.
And thank you to, again, our show producer, Harleen. It's not even Harleen. It's Harleen Quinzel, officially.
Officially.
Do you want to go back and forth on this?
Yeah, let's do Chris Edgar. Did you hear that amazing song in the beginning of the show? Thank you, Chris Edgar.
All the music is by Chris Edgar. Yes. I've given him things to read. He's not reading them. He's making things up right now. Animation by Jesse Yang.
Mm-hmm. We got show transitions by Steve Richardson. Also, the Stormtroopers in our amazing commercial.
We would have gotten to that if he just shut his face and kept reading like we're supposed to be reading. Writers, Alexandra Ryan and John L. Curtis.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for being that amazing actor, along with Steve Richardson.
And we got there. See? Just follow the paper. See you at some point next month.
See you, nerds. We'll let you know.
You've been listening to The Nerd Couple Show. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us keep delivering fun content. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit nerdcoupleshow.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donation through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.